Oh, I'm already gonna cry. Kids, we love you. However many you are, whatever gender you are, whatever gender you choose to be. Hopefully you're not too weird though. But your mom and I fought for our love every day, and that's why we are where we are, and that's why hopefully you have a very happy and fulfilling life, is because we fought because it was worth it, and we both grew for each other, and that's all I want for you guys to do, is fight for the stuff that you want that's worth it. That's why I didn't want you here, because I knew I was gonna cry right away. I felt like everything that could go wrong had gone wrong. And then the day of the Sangeet, I was like, usually in my life, when you get all the bad stuff out of the way early, things end up being great. And I just kind of accepted that idea that all the stuff that could go wrong has already gone wrong, and now it's just gonna be an amazing weekend. And then I kind of carried that through the whole weekend. And then the reception, I remember feeling like it just felt like a love bomb in the room. And I don't think anybody tells you that's why your wedding day is beautiful. It's because everyone you love is in one room, and you get to marry the person you love the most in the world, and they're seeing it, and you're telling them you love them, and they're telling you they love you. And it was the happiest day of my life.
के साथ तेरे रहना 24 घंटे मैं रहना 24 घंटे मैं आंखों से चुरा लूं जाना तेरे जो भी गम थे हर तेरे जो भी गम थे मेरी बाहों में
There's no way a girl this beautiful doesn't break my heart. I was like, there's no way this isn't gonna end with me with egg on my face. And there's no way this is like a good person. So I was very guarded and childish early on, and I feel bad about that, but I can't explain to we fight about it sometimes, but like, I'm like, you don't understand, girls that look like you are not like you. That's not a real thing that exists in most guys' minds. And she turned out to be the real thing.
I feel betrayed.
You can see how much it's affecting
me. Okay, 2,000.
Hey guys, there's only 1,900 in there.
Akash is funny, obviously, maybe hilarious, but so respectful and so kind. I would probably tell that person, like, he'll probably be tired because he works so much. Like, he's a really hard worker, a perfectionist, so he's tired all the time.
Jisleen is, I don't know, she's just a very thoughtful person. very wise. I think that is something that I really need. She really grounds me. I've been wrapping my mind around the idea of, like, there's nobody like Ghislaine. So unique would be one. And then another phrase that's two words would be beautifully complicated. I never met anybody like this person in my life. I've said this to her, she's a one of one. I've never met anybody as brutally honest, but also sweet and thoughtful and kind. You gotta really, getting to know Ghislaine is a process that takes longer than you understand.
He's just given me this sense of confidence that I've never had before. I was so insecure about the way that I looked. I used to wear so much makeup. I never thought that I was pretty enough or good enough. And I think that was the first level of like kind of confidence that he had given me in just being comfortable in my own skin. That really made me feel so comfortable to be vulnerable around him. And then I think as the years went by, he made me feel so confident in my abilities to do things in my work or go after my dreams, but in a way that was so loving.
I don't even think I'm picturing what the wedding looks like. It's like tasks to do for my wife's wedding. And then when the wedding comes, it's not a day I've dreamed of my whole life. I've dreamed of being with this woman, but not the day. As much as men don't look forward to it, you're kind of stress-free on the day of, in the sense that, like, there's no dream that this needs to live up to. This is the dream, just enjoy it. And it never had anything to live up to, so it was so fun for me.
About the wedding day, the amount of love that I felt in that moment, in so many moments, not just like the wedding and reception, which were beautiful, but how many of our family members came together to help us, how many of my girlfriends came together to help me, really just made me feel so loved. And the Sangeet and everything, like everyone dancing and just having fun, I just can't put into words. It was one of the best days of my life.
I don't remember a crystal clear moment that I knew I'm gonna propose to this girl. I just remember as I matured and I understood what this step entailed, I was more and more comfortable with what it meant. I understood better and worse what that really means, for better or for worse. I understood that this is something that is a lifelong commitment. And I just felt slowly more and more confident that this was the girl that was going to be willing to go through everything with me, that I was willing to go through everything with. Again, like I said, there's so many layers to this girl. I understand her more and more every day, and this is 8 years I'm still learning about this person. I really do fall more in love with her the more I get to know her. I'm very happy to be able to say that.
That's what's really special for me too, and what makes me feel so blessed is that the first day I met Akash, I felt like I could feel love from him. And then the first date, and the first time we kissed, and the first time he asked me to be his girlfriend, and on, I felt so much love from him that at the wedding mark, I didn't have any expectation for that feeling to increase, but that feeling has increased, where I feel even more love from him than I ever thought that I could. And I just see how hard he works to be the best man that he could be and also provide for us. It's something I really admire about him.
I saw her from the back, you know what I mean? I saw her from the back first, you know what I mean? Hey, mama.